Colin Kaepernick is known as the Citizen of the Year troop. What's going on, everybody? Today is Tuesday, November 14th, 2017. Thank you for tuning in and logging on. And welcome to Truth It in the AM. It is your boy Truth It here to address any and all things when it's time to and it's time to. And by my side, I got the one, the only, too real to be phony. Trooper Joe is in the building. Troop.
Hey, folks. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Undeserving, though. Undeserving. Totally undeserving. And how is everybody? It's cold up here. We got snow all over cars and stuff. It's ridiculous.
You hate the cold, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. I need a break from summer sometimes, even though I'm not really enjoying the cold right now as it is. I don't know why. I'm just not. I'd rather it still be summertime. But
I like the desert.
Yeah. I don't think I like the desert too much. But where you're moving to, that's going to be cold, isn't it?
I guess they got cold up in the mountains, and then yep. Down at the bottom of the mountain, you got the desert.
So are you going to be living in the mountains or in the below?
I don't even know how Salt Lake is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's not Worcester. I know it ain't going to be like Worcester.
Okay. It might be colder. You never know.
It might be, but I'm thinking, nah, it ain't going to be like Worcester.
Okay.
Especially where I live. Down in the city of Worcester, it'll be 40. By the time I get to my house, it's 32. It's like
speaking of Worcester, today is Voice of the Voiceless Tuesday. So we'll be talking about Worcester at from 12 to 1 p.m. on 91.3 FM WCUW.
That's right.
So if you have access to a radio, you can catch us there. That's when we'll be talking about all things Worcester. We might talk about a couple things that's going on in Worcester here right now as well. But I have a question, Troop.
Yeah.
When is it okay to hit on a woman? And I let me explain. If you see a beautiful woman walking down the street and you say, "Hey, miss, I think you're beautiful," they call that catcalling.
Catcalling,
yep. And they are against that. Catcalling is they had this one woman do a project, and she had a camera attached to her. People didn't know she had a camera attached to her, and she walked through New York, and she got harassed, and it was tough to watch, Troop. The men were pigs. Some men were even following her, just walking alongside her like they knew the girl, and I was like, man, this makes men look bad. But when is it appropriate for a man to, because it just seems more and more now, you can't do anything. And I'm not saying that like, oh man, we should be able to yell and scream to them and say what we want to them. But I mean, I want to know, not for future reference because I'm married, but when is a non-sexually harassing time to actually hit on a woman?
I wouldn't know. I'm married too. But you know, when I was single, and when I was a young, stupid guy, I thought I was supposed to have six strong women.
Well, there's on Earth, there are three women to every man on the planet.
Six strong women.
You're stealing someone's three women from them, I guess.
But my rationale was because I didn't want any commitments.
Okay.
You know, and I didn't want to be tied down because I'm so eclectic that it's like, you know, I didn't want to make somebody feel, you know, uncomfortable or something. Say, I might say, you know, I want to go to a play, but the woman I'm with, she might be someone who likes dancing on a barroom table. You know, it's uncomfortable for me. It's uncomfortable. So I have six strong women. Ones who like dancing on table, ones who like going to plays, ones who like hiking in the woods and stuff like this, and you know, just doing all those types. That's the way I saw things going for me. I got lucky and found a lady who my honey likes most of the things that I like, so that's a good thing.
Right. So when you first met her, how did the courtship begin?
When I first met my wife?
Yeah.
Well, she came in the gym with this mean face.
Uh-huh.
She looked all mean and everything, like, made me laugh.
Uh-huh.
And then I spotted her doing some eye nose breakers and stuff. And then, you know, we just hit it off. But then she was doing an experiment at the Brigham and Women.
Uh-huh.
And I was at the Brigham and Women at the time.
Okay.
And we had a second opportunity to meet outside of the first environment.
Okay.
So, you know, the first environment set up the hello, how you doing, stuff like this here, interest kind of peaking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second place was, oh, let's go to lunch and stuff. And then, you know, and then I stuck her in a tree and took a picture with my little cardboard camera.
Okay. So, see, things like that. When I met my wife, I was getting a tattoo done by her stepfather.
Uh-oh.
And her mother called me and told me to take her out. That's not sexual harassment. So those are ways, I guess. So
yeah.
So we got, if you meet him at the gym and you help spot him. But then again, so a lot of women, if you would have met her today in today's world, and you would have met her and helped spot, asked her to help spot, or, you know, help spot her while she's lifting weights, some women might take that as you hitting on them, and that's sexual harassment.
Yeah, I think it was more the opportunity came from the second meeting. She
uh-huh.
was in the lab, you know, doing experiments
uh-huh.
in the lab.
Okay.
So that was a different thing. And then outside of the gym, you can, you know, because if you meet somebody in whatever environment it's in, you tend to talk about that environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this way it was kind of eclectic.
Well, I think men need to learn when, what's a good time and what's not a good time to hit on women.
Yeah.
Men need to be, I think we need to be educated.
Educated?
Yes, because I think men are stupid and we don't know any better.
Men like to play.
Yes, we
and
do.
Men are generally ruled by the hormones.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
So I
but
think
there got to be some brain power in there too. Some gray matter has to be incorporated into.
Yes, that
can't just be running around. How?
Right. I agree. And Hollywood, there's a purging that's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
We are actually, I think the world is actually cleansing itself, or our culture, not the world.
Yeah.
America is actually cleansing itself of the old pig-headed man, the old chauvinistic man. The chauvinistic man is dying in this country.
Yeah, it's his own fault.
Some of the most powerful men in the country are now facing major backlash for doing things that if it were even 10 years ago would have been okay.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been talked about. Still wouldn't have been. Some of that stuff wouldn't have been okay. But, you know, the only one I feel kind of I would have a hard time with, but then again, I don't know, is George Bush Sr.
Okay.
You know, his biggest crime seemed to be patting the girl on the behind.
He should be stoned.
Stoned. But to me, I don't know if he's patting a girl on the behind because I don't think it's a sexual thing. I think it's more that's just what he does as a guy.
I think there's a couple of these cases that are cases of men meaning no harm when they've done it.
Yeah.
But they've done it anyway. So why are they all coming out apologizing? All of them. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like,
I don't know. They're scared for their jobs and stuff like that. Better apologize or I'm going to get sued. I'm going to get fired. I'm going to lose my position and everything.
Yep.
Simply because I said the girl was pretty. You know, it is hard. We was at the Women of Color Coalition there the other day. And there were some very attractive women there and stuff.
Okay.
You know, it'd be, you know, it's hard not to say, you look good. But
I
generally would say it anyways, because that's what just like, you went through all that problem, that trouble, and to put on and come out here and you look good. I know you didn't do it for me, but you look good, you know?
Yeah, they were.
That's not hitting on anybody.
Right. Well, we didn't, because we stayed in our little corner, we didn't. There were so many women. I was scared to move. I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to set anyone off. They asked me to do something. Yes, ma'am. I jumped up and did it. What they wanted me to do a picture for them. I took a picture for them, gave it right back, ran right back to my corner and sat down. I did not want to be destroyed by all those women in that room. It was intimidating, troop.
See, but I hug people. And these black African-Americans hug. At least the ones from the South. This is how you greet somebody. When you greet somebody, especially a friend that they know or something, like, you don't have to know them to know their whole thing and been in their house to eat food and stuff like that. But this is how the greetings are, that you greet people in African-American society, especially from Texas, is a hug, a good morning, good morning, a hug, how are you? To a friend and stuff. That's what you do. Now, even to sometimes the complete strangers, you give them a hug in an environment that's suitable for hugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So you know, but you can't do that to some middle-class white woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because now you're sexually assaulting this woman. You know? It's like, They want to have this, and I think that comes because I think that the white American, even though there a lot of them the ethnicities are all over the place in white America, they follow the behavioral patterns of old English.
Mm-hmm.
They're so rigid.
Yes.
Hello, women, stick a hand. Voice gets deep. Put that hand, squeeze on you, and stuff. Please, I don't even want to talk to you.
Well, they don't want to be subjugated by their sexuality. That's why.
Look here.
Watch what you say right now. Choose your next words wisely. You don't want to get us in trouble.
It's November 14th.
It's November 14th, 2017. Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
This is not 1990. Nope.
But please, some of the women here in this world, if you're going to take all the energies and you're going to do things, you're going to half starve yourself, you're going to eat bland food, you're not going to do anything that's going to make any dents in that little owl-shaped glass design that you've created and stuff like this. And you go outside, and you can't take a comment, go and buy several pizzas and eat them. Because you don't need to be looking like that if you can't take a comment. Because it's like, I mean, you have all the rights of individuality and all the pursuits of happiness that you want and everything to do this. But somebody's going to look. And
okay.
Somebody's going to comment. So if you're going to really make yourself into some kind of something that you want to be looked at, they come with comments sometimes.
Right, but a lot of those comments are creepy comments. And
yeah,
we have to learn.
Comments aren't accepted in any walk.
Right. We have to learn the art of being able to flirt without being sleazy.
That's right.
And I think it's becoming more and more sleazy to show that you're interested in a female, period.
Yeah. You know, when I was one of them young soldiers and stuff like that, one of my little comment lines, because I thought it was safe, was I always commented the way they made the clothes look.
Okay.
But you can't do that today.
No.
Because
those clothes,
some of these clothes they wear today, we should call them underwear.
Yep. So that is sexual harassment. That falls into the sexual harassment line
but
category.
Before, you say, oh, man, you make those look good. You know, those fit you well. You know,
right.
That's a good look on you or something like that there. You're commenting the way that I felt as though that they must have wanted to be looked at because they bought the clothes and made the design of the body. So that's a good comment. But you can't do that today because, oh, boy, you sure do those spandex are good.
Right. So
here's
the problem with men hitting on women at all from now on. If a man is more attracted to the woman than the woman is attracted to the man, 99% of the time, anything he does is sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah.
So do you just go up to females, hey, are you attracted to me, so I can know how to respond or how I can know how to move forward. I don't know what the proper etiquette is to courting a woman anymore.
I don't think there ever was a proper etiquette to court the woman. I think it was all luck of the draw, or you got good friends, or you met someone in a bar room, or now you pay money to go on and get some get a date for you from somebody else after mm-hmm. this big history lineup of them and stuff. It's a big industry now.
Well, but the problem used to be is when you used to strike out with a woman, that was just it. Done. Now, if you strike out with a woman, you could face charges. You can be fired from your job. You can never be able to work. Look at some of these men. Well, these are not just hitting or striking out with the women. Some of these things are disgusting.
Yeah, disgusting is disgusting. If you know disgusting, then that's disgusting.
Yep.
But hitting on a woman and stuff, I don't even say hitting on a woman. But if you see something and you're attracted to that woman, then I think that just because people are people, you should have a conversation. But then you can't pretend, too. Just because a woman looks really very, very sexual and very, very nice and got all that thing, there might be nothing up in that head but sheer empty. It's like, how do you have a conversation with empty?
Right.
You know, this happens. You know, so then you know, because the first thing that you moved you towards that woman wasn't what was in that head. She ain't opened her mouth yet.
Right.
It was what was inside those clothes.
Yes.
So, you know, now you're stuck.
Right.
What are you going to do now?
So you can't act on that. You have to, everything gets you in trouble these days.
Yeah.
Everything does.
It's like, wow, you sure look good, but can you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
Yes, you are now under arrest.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's like, yeah.
Well, Harvey Weinstein, they in New York and California, they are looking to build a case to press charges. And they're saying that it's likely charges will be pressed against him.
Well, he was crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. All these predators, I don't get that at all. Even though we're right here playing about if you see a woman that's excitingly looking to you and stuff like this here, you say hello and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't go up there and grabbing on things and stuff like that. That's just not right.
Yep.
That's wrong. And that need never be done to anybody.
Right.
And then all these men grabbing on these little kids, it's like, what's up with that? I don't get that at all. Little kids are funny. But they're little kids.
Well, so it's Weinstein. He'll probably never work again.
Good.
Dustin Hoffman, it was Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Or even Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah.
Dustin Hoffman was accused of groping a 17-year-old on the set of the movie Death of a Salesman. And he talked about sex to me and in front of me, she says. So Dustin Hoffman, another famous actor, hit on a 17-year-old in 1985 when he had to at least have been 26, 27, I believe.
Well, I don't see anything wrong with the hitting on, you know. I really don't, because in that world, she was 17?
Yes.
Did he know she was 17?
Yes, he was working with her.
Yeah, but do you know how old people are when you work with them?
Yes.
I don't.
I know at least a ballpark figure around if they're of age or not.
A ballpark figure when you're 26 years old and you're looking at a 17-year-old, a ballpark, you know, she's 17, she looks older, she could be 18, 19. That's all fair game in that regard, except that she's not old enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, hello, how old are you?
You know? Yep.
And I mean, that would be one way to get around that thing, so I don't know, but the conversation, I don't know what the conversation was, you know, and talking about sex and stuff like that. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah. You know?
don't know if that's the only thing that they're thinking about for a relationship. Then it's like the woman should have right up front said, no.
Talking about sex with your coworker anyways, it's such a weird time. It's coming from a time period, me at least, coming from a time period where and all we did was listen to songs about sex, talk to friends about sex, girls about sex, have sex. It was all sex in the 90s. To come from that to now, where we're in this politically correct era where you can't breathe the wrong way without it being seen as a term or a way of harassing someone, it's difficult for me to really grasp the whole concept.
Yeah, but you know, that was the same thing coming from my era. All the songs were all about sex.
Mm.
Hey, you get off of my cloud. That was like, what are you doing on my woman and stuff like this here? But it's the only thing was, they didn't use the vulgarity that some of the songs used today. So you had to be a little bit more in tune with what's going on. But the rhythm was kind of more danceable, so you didn't really pay attention to the words anyway because you were busy. Oh, that's a good song to dance with the girl with, you know. Mm-hmm. But nobody danced anyways. Yeah, there was all these things. I think this stuff really started to get out of control, not just in Hollywood, but in other places. When women started to want to get into the business aspect of places and they wanted to be in the men's clubs and they wanted to be in all these things that was regularly, you know, just this is what the men do and they hang out and stuff. Because it's like, you know, they wanted to get in and they knew the rules once they got in. But then once they got in, they wanted to change the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted to change the rules in everything that they wanted to do. It used to be commonplace talking about the water cooler conversations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they wanted to get in and be in those things because they saw this was the ladder to that you had to climb for success. You had to know the whole culture of the company and stuff. And then they wanted to change it.
Yep.
It's like, well, you can't be vulgar. Well, I was vulgar yesterday. I can't be vulgar today.
Right.
You know, because you're now in the office and stuff. No.
Mm-hmm.
No. They did it in the military, too.
Wow.
It's like you couldn't go into people's face like this here and stuff because they're the women.
Mm-hmm.
Can't intimidate them. What? Then it's I could handle all that stuff. I mean, you couldn't talk about, you know, what are you, some little girl or something like that? Give me 10 more, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't say those things like
nope,
that.
Not anymore. No. You get in trouble for that.
Yeah, but it's like the women wanted to join the military and be treated like the men.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they got in there, they wanted the men to treat them like they were women, and they wanted everything to be this way. And then, for some reason, I blame it on Kennedy.
Yeah. You
know, now you have to have all these political correct things to say and political correct things to do and stuff. And I agree, vulgarity, there's no place for vulgarity.
Mm-hmm.
There's total rudeness, there's no place for rudeness. There's no place for assault, grabbing people and those things like this. But if the guys are going now to the bar room on the shore down there, and where the boats come in, they do the hard work, mm-hmm. and they're drinking beers and stuff like this, and after work, and the women want to go in there, you better bring some earplugs,
well,
and some sensitivity towards what these guys are going to do,
mm-hmm.
because that's the environment you're breaking into. And once they get in there, they want to change the environment.
Right. And those environments are being more and more destroyed as time goes by. If I were to advise all you men out there who are listening, the first thing I would tell you is don't hit on a woman.
No.
Let them hit on you first so you know that you have the green light. Wait for that green light before you hit on a woman, because you could put yourself and your career and all the things and your freedom even in jeopardy. Kevin Spacey will probably never work again. Dustin Hoffman will probably never work again. Andy Dick, he's gone. Danny Masterson, Oliver Stone. Do you know who Oliver Stone is?
I know
the producer.
That name.
Yeah, he's the producer of a lot of war movies, actually. And a ex-Playboy playmate said that he groped her one time at a party, and it's his that they're thinking that he may not have anything to do in Hollywood again. Now, even if these are untrue, if someone came out right now and accused me of something, the public belief would be that they're telling the truth now.
It used
to be the complete opposite. It used to be when a girl would say, oh, he raped me, they would attack the girl. Oh, well, what were you wearing? What were you doing? Why did this happen? Why didn't you tell anybody? They would attack the victim.
Yeah.
Now they call that victim blaming, and you can't do that anymore. Yep, the PC police has eradicated victim blaming.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I get a big chuckle out of one thing, because, like I said, I remember the times when they used to have commercials about spousal brutality. What do you call that?
Domestic abuse.
Yeah, domestic abuse during the football games.
Mm.
They'll have that anymore. Now they got the women trying to say, well, this is what they got to do in the football game, making the rules on how to play the football game.
Yep.
They can't wear those helmets because those helmets aren't good for the football game. And all these things. And it used to be, all right, women, this is what's happening to the public right now. It's football season, so make sure that you don't do A, B, C, and D to your husband and to the men while they're watching football so they don't get mad at. And get all upset because it's a very stressful time for them.
Yep.
Watch. You know, it's like now it's just the opposite because this is what they do. And shame on the men. You let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you allowed that to happen. Why? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why. That, I mean, when they first went in the men's club, the rules were no business conducted in the men's clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the rules. Those were the they're not written down anywhere, but these were the rules. We don't conduct any business in the men's club.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the men's club, hanging out, drinking beers, doing this, trying to show off all our good things. And the networking that they're doing is just making friends.
Right.
Talking about different social events. Business was conducted in the bathroom.
Yep.
If you really wanted to talk to somebody about some business type of adventure that was coming up, you wait till he got his whole manhood out taking a pee. And you go right up next to him and say, hey, what do you think about this new proposal that's coming out your next day? Now, he's standing out there exposed to the world. He got to answer you. He got no choice.
Uh-huh.
This is how the men played the game. They knew it was the game. Women can't play. They couldn't get in the bathroom.
Right.
So they changed all the rules. They were doing business, coming in with their big old briefcases and stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, so they started doing business in the environment that they could in the men's club.
Wow.
And this was one of the starts to this whole thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that was the unwritten rule. That's how you did things.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it worked for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, I think what we'll do is we'll take a break because my head hurts. I don't know what to... I don't even want... Oh, man, it's to the point now where it's like whenever I talk to a female, I feel like...
Oh, yeah. I do, too. You know, like I said, that women's thing.
Yep.
What's her name? Celia?
Yep.
Celia Blue. Mm-hmm. Very attractive woman. Very,
right.
I told her she looked good, though, you know, because she did.
Uh-huh.
You know, she put on all the makeup. Takes good care of her body and her mind sharp and everything. She's depressed. She all around looked like a baby. I was not hitting on her or anything like that.
Mm.
You know, there was no sexual thought or anything like that. It was just giving her a compliment because she did all that good work and everything. And I thought close enough to be a friend. Know her now for a year or more than a year. So, yeah, oh, yeah, you're looking good, you know.
What, did that she say thank you, or did she say get away from me?
No, she said you're looking good, too.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, I don't think, maybe we'll come back from that, because I'll get in trouble for saying this here. But I'll leave it with you anyway.
Okay.
I think it's more of an Americanized European thing than it is an African-American or any other thing like that. I really think it's more of a white thing than a black thing with some of the comments.
All right. Yeah. Well, what we'll do is we'll take a break and we'll be back on Truth It in the AM.
Yeah.
Are you a manufacturer, dealer, or distributor in the following industries? Agricultural equipment, material handling, construction machinery, power generation, commercial and retread tires, transport refrigeration, marine, heavy trucks, automobile, temperature control, utility vehicles, maintenance and repair, or something else? Then Curry Management is for you. Distribution analysis, dealerization, and dealer-distributor development are the top three services provided to manufacturers. We at Curry Management provide this along with the best practices groups, profit improvement workshops, merger and acquisitions, business valuations, and leadership management development to dealers and distributors. Do you own a closely held private company? We at Curry Management provide business continuation services, succession planning, leadership development, and other staff-related management
training. Now it's on.
Curry Management pride themselves at always being ready to assist manufacturers, dealers, and distributors with today's business challenges. Help yourself. Connect with Curry Management. www.currymanagement.com, 292 Lincoln Street in Worcester, 508-752-9229. Have you recently been in an accident? Did you back into another vehicle, hit a shopping carriage in a parking lot, or is your car in need of general repair? If your answer is yes, then ENC Auto Body is the place for you. ENC Auto Body is Worcester's premier auto body shop. We have collision specialists and licensed appraisers on site, and we make sure that you receive the best service you can find. Results are always amazing, and we take pride in making your experience with us at ENC as painless as possible. Drop your car off and rest easy knowing that your car is in the best care. But be forewarned, your car may come out looking better than it did before your unfortunate situation. ENC Auto Body, we're here if you need us. Located at 16 DeMarco Terrace in Worcester. Call us at 508-799-0014 and 774-329-7334. Working with some of the best Thai chefs, Bator has brought her skills from Thailand and Israel to Worcester with basil and spice. Her desire to bring the taste of the homeland here is one of the reasons Basil and Spice was voted the best Thai restaurant in central Massachusetts. Their menu consists of the best tasting basil and chili, drunken noodle, steamed mussels, seafood basil pad Thai, ginger chicken, and more. You can't go wrong with Basil and Spice. They offer catering as well. Being a master caterer, you can rest assured you'll be receiving the best full, self, and private catering events available. Basil and Spice stands by you receiving the incredible and authentic Thai dishes along with the best service at unbeatable prices. Accommodation to your needs is the key to success. You can also dine in at Basil and Spice, located at 299 Shrewsbury Street in Worcester. Their relaxed atmosphere always provides the most comfortable setting for you to dine in. Do yourself a favor and head on over to Basil and Spice Thai Cuisine. You won't regret it. Basil and Spice, 774-317-9986, 299 Shrewsbury Street in Worcester. Serve weekdays for those who want to dine in is Basil and Spice Lunch Specials. For $11.95, you have your choice of garlic pork, lemongrass chicken, pad king chicken, or spicy tofu and vegetable. All lunch specials include a salad and Thai rolls. Basil and Spice lunch specials are available Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Stop by and try out the lunch specials.
Hey, everybody loves Chinese food.
I know I do, but what makes good eats for me are the crab rangoons.
We searched high and low for fresh, natural, good-tasting food, and that's when we were fortunate enough to come across Shangri-La.
Absolutely. And not only are the Crab Rangoons fantastic, but everything I've ordered for them has been exquisite and flavorful. They have timely takeout orders, but if you want to eat there, you're in for one of the most beautiful dining areas, period.
You can tell. They made every effort to create a clean, friendly environment. Trust me, you are guaranteed to have a great experience.
Everyone is welcome to experience the best Crab Rangoons.
And everything else in Shangri-La, Fairyland.
Shangri-La, 50 Front Street, Worcester, 508-798-0888. Call and order some great food now. Order online at ShangriLaRestaurant.net.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa what?
Konnichiwa. That's hello in Japanese.
Man, if you want to say hello to me in Japanese, you may as well take me to 7-Nana Japanese Steakhouse. They have an outstanding sushi cuisine.
Right. They also have modern styles of classic dishes and the friendliest staff.
They are a cornerstone of the Worcester community and have been recognized for the quality of service they provide.
And you know, I like my food fresh. And their lobster tails, my favorite, along with everything else on the menu. You know what? I'm about to order online right now. Hey, where are you going?
I'm headed to 7-Nana Japanese right now. 7-Nana Japanese Steakhouse, 60 Shrewsbury Street in Worcester, 508-755-8888.
www.7nanajapanese.com.
Hi, this is Trooper Joe of Archangel of Return to Chivalry, where we move in character development back to an era when it was seen as a privilege to do the right thing and extend a friendly and helping hand along with a loving hug to everyone. You can catch my show on blogtalkradio.com/Archangel of Return to Chivalry or on facebooklive.com/Archangel Chivalry. Have that fun. Listen to Archangel of Return to Chivalry Wednesdays from 3 to 4.
Hey, Troop.
Just it's just time, you know, you gotta every once in a while gotta go see them and see how they're doing, right?
Yeah.
All right, we're back. It is Truth It in the AM. It is your boy Truth It with Trooper Joe.
Hi folks. Trooper Joe's right here getting in trouble.
Yeah, well I can't afford to get in trouble.
Will baby do it too.
No, I did not.
Hey, did.
Can't make Troop do nothing he don't wanna do. If anybody knows Troop, they know that that's a bold faced lie. Can't no one make Troop do anything. Oh man.
Troop has a question though.
Go ahead.
Do women really like men anymore? is it just men just in the way of their getting to the top and they have to use what they have available to them to get to the top? So I'm gonna get in trouble with that one.
I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know it's starting to seem. I remember last year on Voice of the Voiceless, which airs every Tuesday from 12 to 1 on WCUW 91.3 FM. Dread St. Mike.
Dread.
A.K.A. Mike Talk-A-Lot, A.K.A. Mike Camera Action, Michael J. Thriller, Negro Spiritual, I'm in the building. Yeah, him.
That the what?
He said there's no such thing as a good man. And he doesn't know any good men.
He don't know any good men.
Right, there's no such thing. I'm starting to believe him. I'm starting to think he was onto something because it's like, man, we can't do anything without getting in trouble.
I gotta disagree with that. I think there's a whole lot of good men out there, but I think that like I said, what are women looking for in a man? You know, are they looking for? They're not looking for the father figure anymore because they're blaming the father for sexual assault when they was young. So he's out.
Right.
What are they looking for?
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm not understanding. You know, it's all changed. Before, I want them, you know, they were looking for a man like their father. Their father was the breadwinner. He'd come home, you know, he might smell like work or something like that. And this was what they, but that's gone.
Yep.
So what are the women looking for? They want someone that they can just push around or something?
I don't know what.
I don't know. I got a good relationship myself, but other people might say to me sometimes, well, you're a kept man, you know? Mm-hmm. But they don't realize that my age, I don't work. I'm retired.
Uh-huh.
You know, sorry that you look a whole lot older than I do and you feel bad like that and you can't do these things. But I'm retired.
Okay.
But, you know, and it's not that I don't work. I innovate and create now. I'm creating a whole field for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm retired. That's what I do. Yeah, the wife's younger than I am, and she enjoys her work, and she's really engaged in that, and I support her in that. And that's a relationship that I have. But what is the relationship that other people have? I know you got a great relationship with your wife. I see the love and the joy. I really enjoy that. I want to thank you for letting me steal some of that love and joy and all that chaos that runs about here sometimes.
Okay, the key word you said was chaos, because there is a lot of chaos.
They're fun, though. They're kids.
I don't even flirt with my wife anymore because I'm afraid I'll get in trouble. I don't want to be... Wife comes out and says, husband sexually harassed her. I don't. You can't do anything anymore, Troop. You know you can't. You can't do nothing. I'm at a loss. I think all men are. I'm starting to think all men are bad because I'm learning now that the way things were when I was younger are just not tolerated anymore. And this happened in the span of 1 year.
1 year.
All this stuff happened in one. From the second that Donald Trump said, "Grab her by the vajayjay." And then all the women did that huge women, world Ooh, women march.
World women march.
Oh, man. Yes. Everything became a problem. Yes. The downfall of Bill Cosby. Yes. Now the downfall of all these other Hollywood guys.
Oh, yeah. It's scary out there.
It is. And it is. It's not like I don't. First off, I never want to be in a position or in a place where I'm not wanted. If I feel like I'm not wanted someplace or someone doesn't want me around them, I have no problem leaving.
No.
So I don't want it to be like that. Want anybody to think anything differently. Like, I want to be able to flirt with as many women as possible to get away with it. No, I don't want to be around anybody who don't want to be around with me. But still, I have flirted with women in the past. And I did not know how bad it was until now. I have catcalled women in the past.
Oh, I didn't get into that.
You've never catcalled women before?
Nah, too lazy.
Yeah, I was more shy, but I still had my moments when I would say some really bad things now.
No, I was too lazy and like, I'm an introverted type of person. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm on the radio and laughing, joking, people see me laugh. It was like many things just for me. It didn't matter, mm-hmm. you know? It didn't matter. I see women and men... I see them as conversations.
Uh-huh.
No, I like it. I can have a conversation with a woman about football just as I can have a conversation with a man about football in today's world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's how I do. It's all good, just conversation. You know, they're people. I see them as people. I don't see them as I see them as women. If some woman, like, but together, I'm in the gym all the time, too, so there's a whole lot of spandex all around me and stuff like that.
Yep.
But, you know, if I see a woman who did a lot of whole good-looking work and stuff like that, yeah, I'll look at them.
Don't stare too long.
Nah, I ain't going to stare, because then it breaks up my workout, you know.
Yeah, they'll break up a lot more than your workout. You get accused of harassment or something.
Nah. And then... Yeah, I might, but it's like, I don't have time for that. I only have one woman I remember now on a bus.
Yep.
I was on the bus,
mm-hmm.
and the bus was way crowded and stuff like this. And she was, down on the stairs. When you get up on the back of the bus, the stairs, she was down on the stairs. And I was standing up on top of the thing like this here. And don't you know this woman said, oh, what are you trying to just look down my blouse? And I was rude after that. And I said, lady, you're 50 pounds overweight and that blouse is probably your kid's. It's like, I'm not trying to look down, I'm trying to look away from it.
Wow.
So sometimes I get a little rude, but it's like, what? I wasn't even looking at this woman. And I think that's what made her mad. She wasn't getting any attention from anybody with that little shirt on and stuff like that. And I'm like, please, lady, man, you ought to hurt yourself.
Yeah, that's, you can't say that to a woman these days now.
Well, I can. Well,
you can still be rude to him, I guess. Just not flirt with him.
I could be politely rude if I want to be.
Right.
I could have said something. I'd probably get in trouble on this radio right now. Say something like, well, those mammary glands that lie left and right of that sternum are nothing more than a bunch of lipid cells all mashed together, and they need to be reduced. Mm. I could have said something like that.
Yes, it's a good thing you did it. We're happy that you did it.
Yeah. So, yeah, but who was at fault? Of course I was for being rude. But it's like, why did the lady attack me when I wasn't even looking at her? This was the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice you. And even if I was looking in your direction, I wouldn't have seen you.
Right.
You don't appeal to me.
So there's this other man on this other show who's getting kicked off of the network for making transphobic comments. That's another thing. Anything that men used to do, we can't do anymore. I'm not saying we should want to make transphobic or homophobic comments towards anyone at all.
Yeah.
I'm just saying things that we kind of grew up saying, we got into a lot of trouble for saying those things. I grew up in a time where we used to always call someone the homosexual slur, the gay slur. And it was commonplace to me. Now, you lose a lot trying to talk to people like that. You get in a lot of trouble for talking to people like that. So you have to be careful with how you talk to... The culture is changing, and you have to be hip with the culture. You have to make sure you know what's going on in the culture at all times to avoid being caught in that same kind of situation, because it's very easy to get caught being behind on the times in the situation. All you got to do is just go sit next to an angry old person and listen to the way they talk about people. They'll use all kinds of foul language and... It's just a lot of things that get said that you would not expect a person to say. I remember I got called the N-word before by an elderly person, and they were like, and when I said it was offensive, they're like, oh, I'm sorry. I grew up calling your people that.
Yeah.
So they stayed in the old culture. The culture had changed and left them behind. Right. It's what they. So that's the question. If it's what they knew, should some of these men get a pass? Especially some of these men that accused of doing... Now, the pedophilia thing, no. There's never a time where pedophilia was ever looked at as okay and culturally. But some of these men who flirted with women in, like, the 80s.
I think if you're in an environment... If you're out in a bar room and stuff like this here, and the woman come in, you're talking to the woman and you're flirting and you're trying to put your best compliments forward.
Mm-hmm.
And the compliments, the only ones you know is from the past. Boy, you're beautiful. Yo, and all these stupid compliments like this here. And they might be a little rude and stuff because that's the environment you come from. I think that the onus is on both. I think that the woman should walk away. And that she's interested. This is the part I don't understand. When does the... Women give up your secrets so that the men know what you're interested in them, then you don't have this problem.
Yes. If they just walk in... If you just walk into a bar and they say, okay, you can flirt with me, you can flirt with me, you cannot flirt with me. No. I guess that's... that'll save you a lot of money too, so you don't have to worry about buying drinks unless you know yeah. they're gonna go get you somewhere.
That's it. You come in. I like my guys between 5'5" and 5'7".
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, everybody is either 5'2" or
6 feet. Get out of here. You have no place here.
Yeah, you gotta let them go. Guys aren't smart. No, they're not very smart when it comes to this thing. And then I think women too are very sensitive about a lot of these things that go on. I think I also think that there's some evil, very nasty women out there.
Mm-hmm.
They're just mean. You know, I think that they're just mean. I don't know why they're mean. I just think that they're mean. It could have been something that really terrible happened to them in their youth or something, but I think they're just mean. They act like they're just so much better than everybody and stuff. Like, what are you looking at? I don't even know.
I think some of this stuff is unfair, the way mm-hmm. we crucifying the men, though.
Yeah,
but we used to
I'm
crucify
saying.
The women when the women used to come out. But now, for example, one woman is accusing a man of sexually harassing her, and the man fired back saying, no, we had an intimate relationship. We were actually in a relationship. Shouldn't it be...
Well, then, where's the harassment?
Right, exactly. But she's saying they were never in an intimate relationship.
Yeah, but that's the meanness. He probably thought it was an intimate relationship. He probably thought holding hands and kissing them on the jaw was an intimate relationship.
Okay, let me ask this. Is it possible to rape someone you're married to?
Well, I would think so.
Okay, there's a lot of men who don't think so.
They don't think so?
We're so dumb.
Yeah, I would have to. I don't think there's any time for rape at all. I don't think forcing yourself upon anybody, that's not right.
Right.
Even if you're, that goes, I think, more so for the woman than the man. I think that the woman, if the man really, you know, and you're using that as a way just to just own him, basically. Mm-hmm. You know, this mm-hmm. is my man, and he got to do everything I tell him and stuff like this, or I shut you up.
Right.
It's like, what? What's up with that? Give me all your money, go to work, get two jobs, and then get another job on the weekend and bring all that money home, and I'm going to spend all that money on shoes and all kinds of finery and stuff like this here for myself. And if you don't like it, you shut off
mm-hmm.
or get out of my house or mm-hmm. any of that stuff. That's wrong.
Right.
That's wrong because the guy got no recourse. What's he going to do?
Mm-hmm.
He yells and screams. Now he's getting arrested for... spousal abuse.
Yep.
You know, so it's like that. Now, to me, that's 100% wrong on the woman's part.
Yep.
That's 100% wrong. And I don't know. I'm just, I don't understand. And this, the judge who's running for the representative senate.
Moore. Yep.
I don't know what's up with that. I really don't know what's up with that. I got to believe the women in some regard. The last woman who came out, I think that her testimony was too precise, too exact, and there wasn't enough emotion in it for somebody to hold that amount of detail for that many years
mm-hmm.
and then come out with that much detail. So I think, did it happen? I don't think it happened in the exact way that she said it happened. You
yep.
know, I think it's it's not really like that. I have no idea what all this is all about and stuff. But there's one thing I do know. I don't care. it's like, come on, people.
Some people are saying Moore attacked them when they were a child. Some people are saying Moore used to hang out at the mall to flirt with young girls. This man's in...
Well, he's insane, and he need to be locked up. He's a predator.
But there's no proof against him.
I know. That's what they need to do, investigate him and find proof. Not put it all over the media.
Right. Because now, with the way things are in the court of public opinion...
Yeah.
You're guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to be a judge. I don't want to pass judgment on this guy, but it's all over the media and mm-hmm. stuff like this. So you got to think about it.
Right.
You know, especially if we do radio, we're going to talk about it. And you know, people are going to say, well, what do you think about it? I don't know, really. Don't know the guy. Don't know the situation. Can only go by what I'm reading in the paper. But this last one with the woman's testimony that came out there and stuff, to me it was too scripted and it was too exact and there wasn't enough emotion on that woman's part for me to 100% say that this took place the way that she said that it took place.
Right.
That's the only thing I can say about that. That doesn't say that he's not the evil predator that everybody says he is. Not saying that. I'm only saying that this one person and her testimony does not, in my little world, have a lot of validity.
So do you think his career should be destroyed the way it is and everything over just your belief that the story sounds too good to be true? I mean, to be false?
I don't think that his career should be destroyed because everybody says it should be. If he's guilty, if it's proven guilty that he's done these things, he should go to jail for it.
Right, but there's no proof. You can't prove. Like, if I say someone touched me in 1986, there's no proof. There's no physical proof or anything like that. So you have to go on whether you believe it or not. And
well, that's why I think it shouldn't be in the news, especially somebody running for public office like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it should be investigated.
Yeah,
and there should be repercussions. If this happened, and there should be repercussions if it doesn't happen. These women who came forward, I don't know why these women came forward.
Well, there's a lot of pastors who backed Moore, and one pastor says, I'll believe Moore until he admits it. So as long as Moore is in denial, this pastor, particular pastor, says he believes him. Pastor Mike Allison has known Roy Moore for more than 20 years and says he does not believe the accusations against him. Now, you believe at least one of the accusations against him, don't you?
I don't know. I don't know the guy. I don't know what he does. I don't know what he's like or anything like this. I know that the accusations against him are what I do know is he's running for office for a Republican seat. As a Republican, that's going to have a huge impact on the way that the Senate votes.
Right.
If the Democrats win that seat, it's going to have a huge impact because the whole government is in such a disarray at the moment and stuff. This is, right at this moment, this is a very important seat.
Right. So this could be a witch hunt.
It could be, and that's the whole thing, just the way politics is being run now and the way people are looking at these things with politics and stuff, this here could definitely be a strategy that somebody put in there. I don't doubt this couldn't be a strategy. They got some of these people from his past to say this and they could have promised them this, that, and the other thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope not, but it could be. So, and I'm basing that on the all this stuff about WikiLeaks and Russia and stuff. It's like, when did Russia really vote over here in the United States?
Right.
Oh, man, I don't understand it. When do we become that stupid that we have to do whatever Russia tells us?
Right.
You know, I don't understand. So could it be? Sure it could be. Well, I don't think so. And I also don't know if he's done these things that he said he done.
Well, there's five women now that's accused him of that. And a lot of these men, and he's pretty much going to, well, I don't think he's going to win.
I don't think so either.
Now, not after these allegations, but listen, man, if I'm innocent and five women come out after me, I want their heads on a platter.
Yeah.
For ruining my career, there should be, and I'm not saying the women are lying, but like I said, we come from a culture. I lived in a culture where when a woman did come out, the first thing that they would say was she's lying.
Yeah.
So for me to get out of that thought process is going to take time to get used to what's going on with how things are looked at today. A lot of these men, these famous men that have been accused of sexual, like Brett Ratner, who Olivia Munn accused him of sexually assaulting her. But he says, no, we had an intimate relationship. How do you go, and you know what, he's lost his job, he's lost his production company deals, he's lost a lot of stuff over that. Now, he's maintaining that, listen, we had a relationship together. It was kept a secret because we didn't want it to get out into the public, but we had a relationship. Yeah, well, she's the one who let it out. Mm-hmm. How do you fight against that?
I don't know. This is the whole thing. I think that we can't regulate people's emotions, though, you know?
But we're crucifying people without any real proof. For he say, she say. With nothing circumstance, just for their word against mine, I get crucified. I lose everything.
Yeah, exactly. And the problem is that, not the problem, but the door got opened and you let this in. And then you let this happen.
Thanks a lot, Bill Cosby. And thanks a lot, Donald Trump. You guys have done a lot for this. Now we can't flirt with women anymore.
Yeah, it basically that's what it said. The women have advanced when it comes to things of education and things of like. So a lot of men haven't advanced.
Nope.
You know they've stayed in the realm of I'll get a nice job out here working in the service area or labor construction or something like that. I'll get a job in sales. But they haven't increased any other thing. And the women have been going to college and they're educating themselves. And they want to be compensated for that. They want to have the big share in the big seat and everything. But then they walk into a predominantly male world and they want to make the changes.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the changes that they want to make are changes that deal with moral behavior and ethic behavior. Just, you know, these things, they weren't really there when in the day, you know. And you know what's funny, too? I'm just thinking about the cat calls and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Now, who used to do the cat calls with the construction workers?
Yep.
Construction workers do the cat calls and everything. And who would the pretty girl run to if some bad guy from some place where she shouldn't have been was chasing her down the street?
The construction worker.
The construction site. Because old cat caller's coming down there ready to throw hands too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they, you know, this is kind of a two-way type of thing. Don't call me beautiful, but if somebody's coming at me, think of me as a beautiful piece of sculpture and come down and protect my virtue.
Right.
You know, it's like they're getting... Not to say the women getting it both ways, but it's like the men ain't getting it.
Men don't have a foothold in nothing right now in 2017. It has become uber pro female now.
Yeah,
it's old money pushing out new money. A texter says.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's new money pushing out old money is what they meant to say.
Yeah, new money pushing out the old money. Yeah, exactly.
I guess.
Is exactly what it is. Because that new money is women.
Yeah.
Women are, they're getting into the suit jobs and stuff like that. They're heavily into management.
Mm-hmm.
You know, heavily into supervisory positions and stuff like that. And they're making the rules. And that's okay. Because they have the knowledge. You know, they can do the work.
Mm-hmm.
They're innovative and everything. I don't think they're risk takers, but I don't think they've got that far yet. I don't think that they're really, I think they know how to innovate, but I don't think they know how to really take the risk to innovate. Some do, and they move on into higher positions.
Mm-hmm.
But because they don't take the risk, then they put in these rules and regulations to try to level the playing thing like this.
Yeah, the playing field.
Yeah, you know, so you can't look at me. You know, you can't touch. Why are your hands on my shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're sitting in my chair. I'm trying to get you out of it. You know.
All right.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's a tough world out there, but I don't think there's any real right. The right or wrong comes when the law is being abused.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're assaulting children, you're wrong.
Yep.
If you're assaulting women, you're wrong.
Yep.
If you're a woman assaulting men, you're wrong.
Yep. If you call a woman beautiful, you're wrong. If you say, hey, nice body, you're wrong. If you say, hey, do you want to go out on a date with me later? You're wrong. Hey, I find you attractive. You're wrong.
It's not even a date. It's like, you know, you want to go get a cup of coffee? You know, you're on break. Hey, you going to break? Yeah. All right. Want to get a coffee? I got it. Oh. You don't think that I'm good enough to buy my own or something?
Right. I'm telling you, can't win. You can't win. I thought I was going to get some. I don't know. You can't win in anything, Troop. Unfortunately, it is almost 11 o'clock, which means it is time for Truth It in the AM to come to an end. If you still want to listen to Truth It and Trooper Joe, you can still tune in to 91.3 FM WCUW from 12 to 1 p.m. for Voice of the Voiceless. We're going to be talking about taxes being raised in Worcester. And among other things that are going on and in the great city, the voter turnout, and among other things. Yeah. So if you want to listen to us, you can listen to us from 12 to 1 p.m. WCUW 91.3 FM. Truth It and Trooper Joe will be in the building. It is your boy Truth It. I'll holla.
And I'm Trooper Joe, and I want everybody to have that fun. And remember, you can catch me tomorrow on Archangel, A Return to Chivalry from 3 to 4 on
blogtalkradio.com/Archangel, yeah. A Return to Chivalry.
Tomorrow we're going to be trying to look at what is a swagger.
Swagger.
That's right.
Swag.
We just talked swagger out.
Yes. All right.
All right.